Peace be with you.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Hey, kids, the MikeO'MaraShow.com website is up and running.
Yay.
And it's a good thing for you, because if you're one of the first 10,000 people to register at MikeO'MaraShow.com, you will qualify to win $500 and a Nintendo Wii. That is so gay. It is. That's gayer than the end of the show.
I told you.
Please stop it. Anyway, that's what you get to win.
We'll
and
see.
It's a very, very, very nice prize, and we urge you to go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Cool.
I like the website an awful lot.
Very nice.
Awesome. They've done a very, very nice job on it.
And a lot of hits today on that.
Incidentally, we still have our AOL instant messages coming in at MikeOWJFK.
That's right.
And on a note, to Eddie. Eddie the moron that decided that I should maybe dumb it down and we're losing our listeners because we're talking about something seriously for, you know, 7 to 8 minutes out of a 4-hour broadcast. Eddie, listen up. There occasionally will be subjects on this show that will approach a little seriousness, okay? Because the fact is, we have a lot of fun on this show,
yeah.
And we poke a lot of fun at this show.
And always will.
Except for Rob. Rob stays serious the whole time. But
constantly.
Really, Eddie, for God's sake. Dumb it down? Okay, Eddie, let's dumb it down until gasoline is $12 a gallon and you can't fill your tank up. I frankly think people are very interested in the fact that maybe there's some solutions out
exactly.
there where we won't be depending on the people that are fueling terrorists mm-hmm. with their money.
And people are interested.
That, I said the S word.
A lot of stuff.
I'm interested in a lot of S on this show. I've always said I'm an inch deep and a mile wide. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have fun? Yes, we're going to have fun. But we're also going to talk about things that everybody is talking about.
Good.
It's going to happen. And for the Eddies and everybody else that just cannot stand 5 minutes of a serious discussion on something that impacts you
all
when
us.
We're talking about maybe being on the verge of a depression, Eddie, lighten up, okay? Eddie, expand your pea-sized brain for just 1 second, all right?
All right.
Go buy your $4 gas and F off, Eddie.
No,
really,
Eddie,
I am so
listen.
Sick of the people that go, oh, you're talking politics. You know what? The fact is, the leaders that we elect in the coming election, I happen to believe that does make a difference,
sure.
and we do need to
I
make
agree.
Some changes. I like talking to a guy that has spent his life, you know, coming up with concepts as to how we can get cars that will, you know, wean us off foreign oil, because it really does seem to be strangling the country. And if he's available, I'm going to talk to him, Eddie,
but
you moron, Eddie, because this is Eddie. This is Eddie.
Okay.
Anything, Eddie, anything that makes you think. That makes you open that stupid brain of yours. It's too difficult. Eddie, I got news for you. Do you want to be like Soylent Green as people where they load you into the back of a car? You stupid F Eddie. You are the type of people that we have to battle against in this country, Eddie. You've got to use your brain, okay? Oh, you're going to lose everybody like me, Mike, because you're talking to a guy about something complex. Well, first of all, Eddie, it's not complex.
Not
and
really.
Second of all, Eddie, it does impact you,
deeply.
Whether you know it or not, all right? They talk about it all the time. We fight against it a little bit. Not a lot, Eddie. Not, just about as much as you can handle, okay? And it's called the dumbing of America. And if we can open up our minds a little bit and pay attention just for a second on something that might impact all of us significantly, we are going to effing do it. Eddie, so deal with it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Eddie thinks it doesn't affect
well
him
said.
Just because his car runs on boogers.
You know when it'll, you know what? Eddie is the guy that would get down to the gas station and go, Jesus, I'm paying more for my gas than I do for my rent. What am I going to do?
Hey, what's going on this side?
I wish I'd listened to the Mike O'Mara show.
I swear to God.
I say that every night.
Yeah, you know, and really, like, we're doing so much good. But you know what? I watch a lot of comedy shows where, you know, occasionally they would slip in something.
The good sure. ones
and
do.
You know what? I swear to God, a guy like this. And look, are we here to make you laugh? Most of the time, that's what we're supposed to do. We flap our gums all day long. But also, if there's something that interests all of you and it's important, I think, what the hell?
I want to talk to the guy. Mm-hmm. Is that guy out of my league? Absolutely, he's out of my league. I went to American University, and I barely clawed myself through. I barely passed the algebra competency requirement. But I liked talking to that guy, and
absolutely.
I was very gratified to understand most of what he had to say,
yeah.
which is, you know, burn this fuel, you're not dependent on foreign oil, period.
Brilliantly simple.
Eddie, you butthead.
From now on, let's call you Dr. O'Mara.
Dr. O'Mara. Yeah, well, I could
just
probably
in those interviews.
Go on the back of like a book of matches and
sure.
get one of those fake degrees.
Yeah,
it would
sure.
be fine. All right, do we have any music for the buzzword? Ah, yes. Welcome to the buzzword, ladies and gentlemen. Your chance right now to win a $50 gift card to Capital City Brewing Company.
Nice.
Check out all the Superstation deals on WJFK.com. Get a $50 Capital City Brewing Company gift card for just $25. Or if you are calling from outside of the Washington, D.C. area, it's a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, 100% cotton, and a salute to this business of show.
Available in large or extra large.
All you have to do,
shrink to fit.
All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is make it through all 10 levels, and they get tougher as we go on.
It's
and,
progressive, Mike.
Oh, and are you ready for something else?
What yeah. now?
Yes. There is a time limit as well.
What?
You will only have 60 seconds. So if you're planning on hemming and hawing your way through this game,
do not hem.
Like Eddie would.
You'll be flattened.
No, you got to move pretty quickly, all
That's right? That's
right. Are you ready to play Buzzword?
I think we are.
Let's
yes.
play Buzzword. And now here's Buzz Burbank with the first word.
The buzzword is egg.
All right, let's
the
go.
The buzzword
line.
Is egg. E-G-G, egg.
Egg.
Let's say hi to Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Julie from Sacramento. You ready? We're going to play right now. 60 seconds. Get through all 10, and you get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. To antagonize him.
Egg him on.
A kind and generous person.
A good egg.
Slogan of the American Egg Board. You cannot pass.
Oh.
I am terribly sorry.
Oh, I can't pass and come back to it?
It was, well, maybe next time, but we're learning as we go here. It was Incredible Edible Egg.
Egg, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry about that. I guess you can pass and come back. We can do that. I just realized that when I ding her,
yeah,
that shuts down my clock.
Do you have
a clock over there?
I do. Do you have a dinger on the other machine?
Let me see if I've got a dinger. I don't see it anywhere. Would it be on bank three or something like that?
I can find it for you.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. We're not going to do that. Let's go to our next person.
Just hit find DI. It'll be there.
Find DI?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go.
DI for ding.
Or D-I-N-G.
Fine.
And until then, we'll listen to the Buzzwords Orchestra.
Okay, fine.
The Buzzword Orchestra.
And then
do I put enter in that?
Yes.
All right. Ding. Okay. Very good. All right. Where would ding be on the...
Hit play.
And just hit play on
Oh, very nice.
You see how that works, Charlie?
Without turning
so much.
The page.
That was fun. Let's go to Aaron in Albuquerque. Aaron, you're next on the buzzword. Are you ready?
I'm ready, guys.
Okay.
The buzzword is ahead. A-H-E-A-D, ahead.
Good luck to you, Aaron.
Buzz grabs his ear like a real TV announcer when he says that.
Here we go. 60
okay.
seconds. Orange road sign, warning of diverted route.
Detour ahead.
Very good.
One.
And I screwed up again. Hold on. I'm starting you again. I'm going to start you again. All right.
That was, start again?
Yes, I am.
We'll edit all of this out.
This is really confusing. I swear to God, I've only got two hands, guys. All right. You got that one right now. We're done. End up better off than you expected. End up better off than expected.
I'm an idiot. I don't know. I'm out.
Oh, I'm terrible. Sorry.
Get ahead?
It was come out ahead.
Come out
I didn't
ahead.
Like that
oh,
one
at
all.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Some of these are tough.
Try again next
Some
time.
Some of them are.
Let's go to Corey in Kansas. Corey, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to try for a show t-shirt?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's the buzzword?
The buzzword is can.
Can. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Here we go, Corey. Kitchen gadget.
Can opener.
Hall & Oates sang... I can't go for that.
Can you say that again?
Hall & Oates sang, I can't go for that.
I can't go for that, but you can?
No, it's no can do.
I love that song.
Oh, that's the refrain.
Oh, I like that.
Now, what a terrible. You would have gotten that?
Of course.
Let's say
of course
that.
I would.
And
Mike, so would you.
No, I would not have gotten
you
that at all.
You played all those Hall & Oates records.
I know, but I wouldn't have gotten no can do. Wouldn't have gotten that part of it.
That was the hook to the record.
Let's go to Mikhail in Baltimore. Hi, Mikhail.
Hello, Mike.
All ready to play.
You ready to play the buzzword?
Sure am.
All right, Buzz, what's the buzzword?
The buzzword is apple.
Apple. Here we go, Mikhail.
I'm ready.
The object of my affection.
Apple of my eye.
Cinnamon dessert named for a lady.
Apple crumble. Apple Betty.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to you.
Thank you.
Lump in a man's throat.
Adam's apple.
70s Tim Conway, Don Knotts flick.
Apple dumpling gang.
New York's nickname.
The Big Apple.
Public TV kids science show.
Oh, no.
Public TV kids science show.
He can pass.
Oh, pass. Thanks.
The All-American dessert.
Apple pie.
Goes great with pork chops.
Applesauce.
National chain of restaurants.
Applebee's.
Autumn's refreshing nectar.
Apple juice. Apple cider.
Apple cider is correct. Public TV kids science show.
Oh, no.
Public TV kit.
I don't know it either.
Mikhail, it's called Newton's Apple.
Oh,
that
man.
Was the
Nine
tough one
out of
in
ten.
There.
Good job, Mikhail.
Very nice job. Let's go to Sean in Maine. Sean in the Pine Tree State. You ready to play the game, Sean?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get your word.
The buzzword is pants. The buzzword is pants.
How many times have you said that?
Here we go, Sean.
Okay.
With a little money or planning. I'm sorry, with little money or planning.
By the pants strings?
Oh, dear.
Would that be by the seat of your pants?
Oh,
I'm terribly sorry.
Too.
By the pants strings? I lost my pants strings.
Newton's apple.
Let's go to Kirk in Molesto. Kirk, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to play the game?
Yes.
All right, 60 seconds. Let's play the buzzword.
Kirk, the buzzword is friend. The buzzword is friend.
Here we go, Kirk.
All right.
A friend in need.
Is a friend indeed?
Only your pal in good times.
Fairweather friend.
Ally or enemy?
Friend or foe?
TV show sometimes set in the Central Perk Coffee House.
What is that stupid show, friend?
Not a couple. Not a couple.
Friend for life. Friend for life?
Oh. Just friends was the answer we were looking for.
There's four, Kirk.
Another one of our excruciatingly difficult games that I love.
Yeah, me too.
I'm starting to like it more and more. Let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, how you doing?
Good.
You ready to play the buzzword?
Let's do it.
All right, let him have it, Buzz.
Mike, the buzzword is hang. H-A-N-G. Hang.
Here we go. A torn cuticle.
Hangout.
A clubhouse or frequently visited place.
Hangout.
Displays size, care, and composition of a garment.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Tough one.
I'm giving it to you. Hang tag. Dangle precariously from a string. Dangle precariously from a string.
You can pass.
Wow. Pass.
Words of encouragement in hard times.
Man, I'm flaming.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Hang
it's hang in there
hang
or
in there.
Or hang tough. Uh-huh. What the hell is a hang tag?
I guess that's the technical name for one of those things that hangs on a piece of plastic.
Never heard of it.
when you come back, you're going to be busy writing these because I love the game, but
you hate the writing?
I hate the game writers. I really do. Let's go to another contestant here. I want to get a winner. I really do.
Me too.
All right. Mike and Molesto, how are you, Mike?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
You ready to play Buzzword?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. Let them have it.
Mike, the buzzword is clear.
Clear.
The buzzword is clear.
Here we go. Leave.
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 Clear out.
Very good. Uh-huh. Good job. Put the leftovers and dishes away after dinner.
Clear the table.
The price without any taxes or other charges.
Clear clearance sale.
No, I'm terribly sorry. It's free. It's free and clear.
That was a fine guess.
Very fine guess. All right, let's go. We've got another person on the line here. Lots of people want to play. From College Park, this is Omar. Omar the Tent Maker. How are you, Omar?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
Let's play the buzzword.
Omar, the buzzword is cat.
Cat.
C-A-T. The buzzword is cat.
And here we go.
John Norman.
Pouring rain really hard.
A raining cats and dogs.
Liz Taylor, Paul Newman movie. Liz Taylor, Paul Newman movie. I didn't write them. To yell at a sporting event.
Cat call.
A chasing game. I just gave him more name.
That's all right.
More
time. He's gonna fail, so don't worry about it.
A chasing game.
I don't know.
Well played.
I'm terribly sorry. Cat. We're going to move on because I screwed up the time anyway. Josh from Virginia, you're on the show. It was cat and mouse,
okay.
Yes. Josh from Virginia, you ready to play the game? We want to get a winner.
Sure am.
All right, Buzz, what do we have?
Josh, the buzzword is around.
Around. And here we go. 24 hours a day.
Around the clock.
Stall, hold off, or drag your feet.
Pass.
What goes around...
comes around.
Price compare.
Shop around.
A colorful look of illness.
Colorful look of illness.
A colorful look of illness.
At?
To engage in silly mischief.
Mess around.
Another one.
Fool around.
One more.
Joke around.
It's horse around. I am terribly
green
sorry.
Green around the gills?
Green around the gills was the other one, and beat around the bush was another one. And that was very, very difficult. We're going to only play, got time for a couple more here. Once again, they're going to love us as we don't give away a prize. Last person will get a prize anyway, whether they win or not. Jason, where are you calling from?
I'm in Sonoma, California, wine country.
All right, Jason, you ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
All right.
Jason, a proper name this time. The buzzword is Paul. P-A-U-L, Paul.
Paul.
Got it.
They sang "Pull Off the Puff the Magic Dragon."
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Letterman's band leader.
Paul Schaefer.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Paul Revere.
He tells the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey.
One of the Twin Cities.
St. Paul.
Garfunkel's partner.
Paul Simon.
Married Joanne Woodward.
Paul Newman.
Manufacturer of Mounds and Almond Joy.
Peter Paul?
I have not yet begun to fight. Sorry. French post-impressionist painter.
Paul Gauguin.
I'm going to give it to you. Paul Cézanne. Mm-hmm. And now back to I have not yet begun to fight. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. Three-name person.
Three names. John Paul Stevens.
So close.
Another 9 out of 10 score.
It was John Paul Jones. Terribly sorry. We're going to get a winner here. I feel it in my bones.
Yeah, it's feeling good.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, where are you calling from?
Wheaton.
Pardon me?
I'm in Wheaton.
Wheaton, Maryland. All right, Tom, 60 seconds. Let's play Buzzword.
Tom, the buzzword is cake. C-A-K-E, cake.
Mm, I love cake.
Are you ready, Tom?
Yes.
Here we go. A single-serving frosted treat.
Like a cake.
What?
What?
No.
Hello, Tom?
Yeah.
What did you say? Wheaton?
I'm sorry, the phone
sucks. Connection was too bad. We need a better call.
Let's go to Ryan in Kansas. Ryan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, how are you guys?
Okay, is your phone fine, Ryan?
Yes, I am. I was just checking the mail. I'm in the studio and ready to play.
Let's go. Let's play the buzzword.
The buzzword is still. You want to stick with the same word?
Studio. Are you a radio guy?
No. I meant like the sounds. Like I'm actually on the stage playing buzzword. I'm
very
right. The buzzword is cake. C-A-K-E.
Cake. Yes, sir.
A single serving frosted treat.
Cupcake.
Very good. Easy as pie.
Piece of cake.
Holiday treat that lasts forever.
Fruit cake.
Uttered by Marie Antoinette.
Eddie is an idiot.
No, he's not.
Do you want to pass?
Pass, please. Right.
A dessert fit for a mouse.
Bad writing.
Yeah, horrible writing.
a dessert made for a mouse.
What do mice like? What do mice eat?
Cheese. Oh, cheesecake.
All right. Additional benefit to something already good.
That's icing on the cake.
Very good. An absorbent dessert.
Sponge cake.
Flat, but the stack will make you fat.
A pancake.
Berry topped with a height complex.
Wow.
That is a...
I'm going to give away... Hold on. Quiet. Let's go. Right. Berry topped with a height complex. I'm going to waive the time right now.
Oh, it's a strawberry shortcake.
Very good. Max Factor's Foundation.
I mean, if I'm a guy.
Yeah,
I
know.
That is a cake powder, something like that.
It's cake makeup. I'm going to give it to you. And now let's go back to the one you didn't get. This one you should know. If you get this, I will give you the T-shirt. Are you ready? This is a phrase uttered by Marie Antoinette.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
No. I'm sorry. It was let them eat cake.
Mm-hmm.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. She said that about the peasants.
Pretty good job, though.
They chopped her head off. All right, we've got time
another
for. Oh, man, we're out of time. We're going to play with one more guy, and then we got to go to break. All right? Mm-hmm. Let's go to John in Woodbridge. John, you ready to play the game?
I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, Buzz.
John, the buzzword is baby. B-A-B-Y, baby.
Good luck, John. Right. Here we go. St. Joseph Children's Headache Remedy.
Pass.
Infantile scissors. I'm sorry. Infantile incisors.
Baby teeth.
One of Britain's girl power singers.
Baby Spice.
Talc for diaper rash.
I'm sorry?
Talc for diaper rash.
Baby powder.
Slippery clear skin lotion.
Baby oil.
Walkie-talkie for the nursery.
Baby monitor.
Nutty chocolate candy bar.
Baby Ruth.
So easy, it's like this. It's so easy, it's just like this.
Pass.
A rack of barbecued meat.
Baby back ribs.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. Song.
Dance the baby.
Yes, very good. And what was the one that he didn't get? I'm trying to go back here.
He passed on two.
All right, did he pass on two?
Yes.
All right. Infantile incisors.
Baby teeth.
No, I think he passed on one.
The one he passed on was so easy, it's just like
All right,
this.
Here you go, and I'm going to give you the T-shirt if you get this one. St. Joseph Children's Headache Remedy.
Baby Tylenol?
I can't do it.
You tried.
Baby Tylenol!
You tried.
It's baby aspirin! Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's baby aspirin.
Oh, baby aspirin.
But you're the last person, so you get the T-shirt, okay?
And he's earned it.
All right.
And I'm also going to throw in a $50 gift card to Capital City Brewing Company. Check out all the Superstation deals on WJFK.com. Get a $50 Capital City Brewing Company gift card for just $25, okay?
All right.
John, I'm going to put you on hold.
What was the one so easy, it's just like this? Baby.
All right. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh. Or something like that.
Like taking candy from a baby.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah,
see, sometimes even the great Rob Spiewak doesn't have the brain.
No, Beth Ann knew it.
But the moral of this game,
no.
Why buy the cake in the store when you can make it homemade? I love the concept of the game, but...
That's not on any of the cards.
You know, we'll spice it up a little bit and make it our own. We'll come back and do that.
Baby Tylenol.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on this side?
We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.